Chapter 20. "Is everyone ready?" Ms. Starr asked.
"Yes," Nori chorused with the rest of her classmates. The teacher smiled and lifted her own paper owl.
"Ready, set, let those resolutions fly."
They tossed their paper owls into the night air. As Nori tossed hers, she resolved to let go of Elliot and be happy for him. She would wish him well at Sage Academy, because that was what he wanted. And she'd find fun ways for them to stay friends while he was on his boarding school journey. The little paper owls went every which way in the swirling snowstorm. Willa's owl face-planted itself by her feet, but she tried again and it took flight. Most of the others floated gently down from the rooftop toward the earth. But the owl belonging to Sebastian rose into the sky, whirling in the circling wind. Nori's owl went in the opposite direction, but also up and up and up. After a moment, Ms. Starr cleared her throat. "Great job, kids. May all our resolutions lead to new and wonderful beginnings. And, speaking of new beginnings, I have some exciting news to share." She pressed the tips of her fingers together. "After the winter break, a new student will be joining our class." There was a murmur of voices.
"A new kid? Really?
An upside-down kid? Of course an upside-down kid. Halfway through the school year? He won't know how to hula hoop."
"Who says it's a boy? Who says he or she or they won't know how to hula hoop?
What kind of magic does the new kid have? That's the thing that matters."
"Kids," Ms. Starr smiled. "The new student is a boy, and we'll be learning about his magic when he arrives at Dunwiddle. I just wanted you to know he was coming. That way, we can be a very welcoming group when we come back to school in January. Remember how you all felt on your first day in UDM? It's challenging learning everyone's magics, getting used to studying in an alternative way. I'd like you all to put some real thought into how we can best welcome a new friend." Nori wasn't sure how she felt. A new student. Maybe a new friend.
"We'll need to warn him about the Sparkies," said Andres.
"And the pizza bagels," said Sebastian.
"We should warn him about us," said Bax. "He might not be ready for all the squippies and swivel chairs and stuff."
"He'll love those," said Willa. "They're super cool. But does he know to bring extra clothes for when I rain?"
"He'll get to meet Carrot," said Pepper. "Carrot will make him happy to be in UDM right from the start."
Elliot's posture had stiffened. Nori could feel his tension.
"The new kid, whoever he is, won't replace you," Nori whispered.
"I know," said Elliot.
He didn't meet her eyes.
"Okay, good," said Nori. "'Cause, like, you're not actually replaceable."
He smiled, and his shoulders visibly relaxed.
"Don't go all mushy, Nori."
She smiled back at him. She would be mushy if she felt like it. She was with her UDM friends and her beloved teacher. They'd all be staying up late. There was going to be hot cocoa and maybe pizza and more gigantic jelly beans. And big night owls were definitely real. Nori thought about what Ms. Starr had said. Just as night always turns into day, there will always be endings that turn into new beginnings. That was just life. There were lots of changes headed her way, and she couldn't control any of them. But she could control how she handled them. So she would make the best of them. Nori gazed at the sky. It was the longest night of the year. She was getting older, and maybe, possibly wiser. The snowflakes, the stars, the invisible big night owl. Out there, somewhere.